What is going on, crypto family? So today we got Peter Budkowski, the CTO of Geon Network, here on the show. Peter's a software programmer turned blockchain programmer. Today we're also going to find out one of his hidden talents that even his coworkers don't know about. We're going to find out how to earn Geon coins just by getting out and about off your butt, and how to use those coins to buy gift cards right from the store. It was kind of cool hearing about all the stuff that they're up to, and Geon also gave us a reference link for discounts to their store if you want. That way you can download their app and start earning some coins and get a discount on things in their store to buy. Plus, you know, it's always cool to bring on companies that give away crypto, or you get to earn crypto so you don't actually have to buy it. It's awesome stuff. Just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. And one last thing before we get into this, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so let's go check out Peter, and I'll catch you on the other side. What is going on, crypto family? So today we got Peter Budkowski, the CTO of Geon Network, with us. So I'm excited to hear all about the stuff that you guys are doing in the space. But before we do that, let's find out a little bit about you. So maybe you tell us, you know, how you got into crypto, blockchain, you know, where you're from, all that kind of cool stuff.
So, hey, everyone. Originally, I'm from Poland. The last, I'd say, 12 years or 13 years, I worked for a multinational software company. I lived in Ireland for most of that time. And in the past few years, like 4 to 5 years ago by now, I became aware of the crypto revolution. The Bitcoin white paper came across, and I swallowed it in one evening, and I loved it. I loved the technology. I started digging into it. And I thought this is, you know, a great thing to be doing, actually, professionally. So there came a time where I was kind of ready to switch careers. And from a software developer, I was like working in the cloud services industry. I decided to move to the crypto industry. It started from a little hackathon back in Dublin in 2016, where I got to kind of get a hands-on experience with Ethereum and Solidity. It was a great experience because, you know, with all the mentors, and actually there were some people who created the stuff, the language, I was able to kind of learn really quickly, you know, within the 3 days. So it was a great kickstart to all of this.
That's awesome. What was that learning curve like, just going from regular software? So what types of programming languages did you have before Solidity? Were JavaScript, HTML, CSS, all the basics? Any C++, or you just jump straight into Solidity from what?
So I'd say, unfortunately, it's not JavaScript. I came like back in the day, maybe 13 years ago, I would do C++. Well, no, not Ruby, but C++ and kind of native Windows programming. By the way, that's when I got into crypto a little bit. I got to work on crypto API in Windows, some testing and stuff like that. And then I moved on to managed code, also Microsoft stack, so C# and .NET for the past like 8 years before moving to crypto. I would be doing like managed code and C#. So JavaScript was not my first language, but still moving to Solidity, it wasn't that hard. I mean, you know, everyone kind of knows a little bit of Java. If you know C#, you know a bit of Java, a bit of C++. The details are different, but the core ideas are similar.
I got you. So, how'd you like Ireland? You know, what was that like for you?
It was great. I loved it. They have great beef.
Great beef. What about their beer, man? What about their beer?
You see, I'm not a beer guy. That's the thing. But they do say that, you know, Guinness tastes better on the island. If it has to travel, it doesn't travel well. So you have to go there too. The best taste.
Yeah, it's great stuff, man. And so what brought you back to what's that?
No, I prefer wine. That's why I'm not a beer. I prefer wine.
Gotcha. Well, I'm actually in the wine grape capital of the world. So I pass like 20 wineries, you know, and vineyards, you know, every day from the ranch to the office. So it's there's plenty of wine. You'll have to make your way out here one of these days. And so what brought you back to Poland?
Personal reasons. I had to move for family reasons, basically, and that basically kind of accelerated my thinking into kind of changing the careers a little bit. So yeah, that's where I am. So for the past almost 2 years, I've been kind of working on this idea with the Geo Network team and kind of working from the technical side on the project, specifically the blockchain side.
Gotcha. So maybe kind of walk us through, you know, how Geon came to be, you know, what problems you guys are trying to solve and all the cool benefits and features users get from using it.
Sure. So the idea kind of, it's kind of a funny story because the hackathon that I mentioned, I was part of the group that did a similar thing to Geon. It was like a prototype that we kind of put together in 3 days, but it was working. We actually got second place, so that was fantastic. And so a little like a year and a half after that, when I came back to Poland through a mutual friend, we got in touch with the guys that founded Geon Network, and they told me about the idea. And I said, well, I've done a similar thing. We should probably join forces. So we had this idea, and we thought we need to kind of build something, and that's how we started with the alpha version, and then we decided we need to add a couple different things like gamification and the Geon store, which we can talk about later, and then that's where we are.
Awesome. So basically, Geon, if I understand right, it rewards people for using your guys' app. They go different places. They kind of check in of sorts. And then it starts kind of mining of sorts, like geo mining right there in their phone, where they're rewarded in your guys' tokens that they can use in your marketplace.
Exactly. So to put it simply, it rewards you for being present at a location. At any location. So you could say that it incentivizes people to kind of go out and explore the world.
Nice, man. Get them off their butt, right? Get out there and see the world, right?
Yeah. And and they get rewarded for that. So the way this works is Geo Network users use their app on either iPhone or Android phone. And they have a map. They look at the map, and they can either create a geo. We call it a geon. It's a virtual object on the map. You can also see it through augmented reality in the application as well, if you're close enough to it. And it looks like a beacon, basically, that has a range that you have to be within that range in order to be able to geomine. The process of geomining is essentially being rewarded for being within the range of the Geon. You could say it's like a mixture of Pokemon Go with Foursquare, that where people get rewarded for visiting places, right? So these Geons, right, you can create them, and in which case you define different conditions for geomining. You can define different conditions for the Geon itself, whenever it's active, inactive. What other conditions people have to meet, the users, the Geon Network users have to meet in order to start geomining. So maybe you want users to show up at a place and maybe enter a password so that the Geon is not available for everyone, only for people who know the password or who can guess the password. Or maybe you like users to scan a QR code or take a picture of the surroundings. So those would be kind of more security-related conditions for geomining. But maybe you're a marketing agency and you're interested in the opinions of people in different regions. So you would create geons. You would add conditions that would say that geominers need to answer a question or a survey or complete a survey or answer many questions before they can geomine, essentially before they get rewarded for their actions. So it's rewarding people for showing up and potentially doing any other actions, right? Today, they get rewarded with Geon coins. On a technical level, I can just mention, we can dive into this later, but it's an ERC-20 token on a Ethereum sidechain. The Geon coins are the rewards for different things that people do, and then they can take these Geon coins. The coins show up in their wallet and their application, and then they can go to the Geon store within the application and spend their Geon coins for different things. So today we have, it's a growing range of items in the store. So today you can buy like PayPal gift cards or Steam gift cards, or even there's hotels and barbershops that have like discount cards that you can buy and use them at their actual business facility. So this is essentially a way to kind of connect people with their local businesses. You see how this draws crowds to different locations of your choice. If you're a business, you can draw people to your business location, and it rewards people for this thing. But it also connects businesses with these users.
Yeah, it sounds like it's win-win for everybody. So the users, they're rewarded, or they can actually earn geo tokens, and the businesses get more people there. And so it sounds pretty cool, man. Like, so right now they could actually use, the Geons and buy like Apple gift cards from stuff that they earned, right? So if they went to like 15 different places and they stayed at each place for a certain amount of time, they'd end up having, some of the, and I call them tokens because they're on the Ethereum blockchain, right? So so this would be,
Geon. It's an Ethereum sidechain. By the way, to be specific, it's a POA network chain. It's a really cool blockchain for applications like this, for games.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got different consensus algorithm to Ethereum mainnet. One of the side effects is that it's really quick. Like, it's faster than the Ethereum mainnet. So that's why we're using it.
Power of sidechains. Love it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, very cool. And so they can go in the store and they can start buying like Apple gift cards and things like that. With the Geons. That is very cool, man. It's very cool. And so if I'm a business, how hard is it to like set it up? Say I hear about this and I'm like, man, that sounds cool. I could get a whole bunch of people, to my establishment, whatever it is. Do they go to your like website, or do they do it within the app? How do people sign up to?
It's truly really easy. They do it within the app. So awesome. You can create a Geon, and all you need to do is buy some Geon coins in the app, and you can buy it with a credit card or just, any, we're using a payment provider that supports credit cards. But essentially you can spend fiat currency to buy Geon coins and put them in the Geon, in different Geons that you create. And that way kind of draw crowds to your location.
The cool thing to me is that it's live now, and you guys got a bunch of people using it, right? Weren't you guys like one of the top ones in the App Store as far as like growth?
Yes, yeah, we are. We were in the past few weeks. We've been chosen as one of the trending apps in Google Store and the Google Play and Apple Store as well. But the coolest thing is that I'll remember this date for a long time. On May 13th. This is a little over a month ago, we hit number 3 on State of the Dapps, which is like this huge website that ranks all the distributed apps, blockchain-based applications in the world. Then we hit number 3. Today we're like number 6 or 5. But this was amazing, and this was the result of kind of changes that we made with the gamification and Geon Store. I haven't mentioned how we do the gamification yet, but I can go into detail in a minute. But these two things that make it kind of more usable and more attractive for users to use. So the gamification includes like daily rewards. So if you open your app daily, you get the reward in Geon coins. So if in those little situations where you geomined X number of Geon coins, but you're still a few Geon coins short, you can, get a reward, or you can buy some Geon coins and then you can spend them in the Geon store, or you can create a new Geon for other users to geomine. But the cool thing I wanted to mention is that the Geon makes all these locations more interactive and more attractive in itself, because it's augmented reality. So you open the app and you see where the Geons are on the map. If you're close, nearby enough, like close enough to a Geon, you can open the augmented reality view and you'll see either, if it's a default kind of look Geon, you'll see the default Geon. But if it's a branded Geon, customized Geon, you'll see in different imagery or logos that the people put their different names. And you can comment on Geons as well. So we've added these little bits that make it a little more kind of user-friendly and user-attractive.
That's awesome, man. You guys got a lot of stuff going on there, but it's all relatively simple. You know, basically you download the app and then you kind of like Pokemon Go, you said, you just kind of go to these different spots and the longer you hang, the more you're rewarded. Plus you might actually find out that you like some of these places that you're going to, and you might actually end up becoming a customer. And businesses that are trying to attract more customers, they're able to log in through the app, create their own geon. They're off to the races as well, starting to collect people and customers and things like that. Yeah. So that's very, very cool. And I guess you have a reference link for, you know, the Crypto Beatles family. So for people here that actually want to, you know, check this out, they can actually go and hit the little reference link and start using it as well and go to the Google Play Store and download it. Is it on Apple as well?
Yes, it's an Apple Store and Google Play.
That's tough, so, man, to get the, this. I mean, I guess to rise the ranks like you are. How are you guys getting the word out? Is this just, you know, organic, people using it and people telling their friends?
So we'd like to. Unfortunately, it's not that easy to do it organically. So we used kind of standard channels for marketing, like Google AdWords and kind of Facebook ads and stuff like that. But that actually didn't help much. Actually, conversations with people like you who help spread the word, that helps a lot. And I'd like to note that we're trying to make this application accessible to broader audience. So not only to the crypto savvy users. And that's why we're kind of trying to talk to the people who can spread the word in different areas, kind of, or the world, industries. Different industries. So this application, if you install it, you'll see that there's no mention of the blockchain or your transactions. You'll see the wallet, and you'll see your balance, and you'll see the different, you know, how the coins travel between the geons and your wallet. But this is the idea is to make this really accessible to everyone and not to kind of make it kind of boring with the different details of the underlying technology. So we'd like to make it because, you know, we also have this kind of small user, well, not small, but part of our user base, probably quite large part of the user base, is the crypto kind of inclined. So they would like to actually see these kind of deals. So we're planning to introduce these kind of little things, like maybe a link to your blockchain explorer to see your address, to see your account. At later stages, we could introduce backing up your private keys so that you can take them and export them from the app and use them somewhere else, and maybe you'll use another wallet to transfer your coins. And in the future, we're considering also adding storing different cryptocurrencies in Geon. So today it's only Geon coins, which is an in-app only currency. It's not publicly traded. In short term, there will be the possibility for users to store actually a publicly traded cryptocurrency, which is our public token offering, Geon token, which will be offered as part of initial exchange offering. So we have a dual token model. So like I mentioned, we have Geon coins, which are only purely used within the application. They're there to power the in-app economy, like the, you know, geo mining and the rewards and then Geon store. You'll be able to buy Geon token on a public exchange, and that will give you other benefits. So if you're a Geon token holder, you'll be able to use extra features and the app. You'll be able to stake your token and get discounts for staking. So all these details explained on our website, which you can go to and check these things out. But the short of it is that, you know, it's you don't have to know anything about crypto to use the application. If you would like to get to know how this works, we'll gradually introduce some small details, but in a way that doesn't kind of clutter the user interface, because we all know that this is one of the main kind of issues with the decentralized applications today.
No, that's, you got a lot of great stuff going on for sure. And obviously, you know, streamlining things, making it easier for people outside of blockchain to use it, you know, opens your audience up, you know, immensely, right? And so the more blockchain we start shoving into things and making it more and more complicated, the more we see the audience start to dissipate, right? So I definitely think you guys are doing things, you know, the right way. So very, very cool stuff, man. And then, you know, we'll definitely post the link so people can go and learn more, check out all your guys', you know, your white paper, your website, all that. But I always like to find out more about, you know, the people behind the team. So, you know, with yourself, maybe what's a book that you read growing up that kind of shaped your life that you think is important that other people should read as well?
How about Snow Crash?
Snow Crash. What's that?
It's, it's a sci-fi book. Let me just, it was by Neal Stephenson. I forgot his last name. Neal Stephenson. It's actually got a sci-fi novel about the, it includes things from kind of computer science, politics, cryptography, philosophy. But the kind of, the gist of it is that it just kind of shows the cypherpunk world in the future. So, I mean, that's where I'm coming. So, the whole decentralize everything. Well, I don't think we can decentralize everything, but kind of decentralize everything movement is kind of close to my heart. And especially if it comes to currency.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, man. You're definitely speaking for the masses in blockchain. Well, what we little masses we are. But yeah. And then as far as, you know, yourself, man, do you have like I always like to hear something about you that maybe other people don't know. Maybe you got some kind of skill, you know, some kind of hobby or something that, you know, maybe people at work or, you know, people just in general don't know. Maybe you're, you know, some kind of world famous, or maybe, you know, not world famous, but maybe you're some kind of amazing ventriloquist or something. Who knows? You got any talents or skills that people don't know about?
No. Why did you have to? Why did you have to ask this? I'm going to say something that nobody knows at Geo Network, at least. I play in a band.
It's awesome.
I'm on the vocals.
Yeah, lead singer?
Yeah, I'm the lead singer, yeah.
Very, very cool. And so, you know, what kind of music?
It's electronic, ambient kind of music.
Very, very cool. Awesome, man. And then what's maybe the craziest thing that you've ever done? You know, that's not going to land you in jail that you can tell us about. You know, maybe you went skydiving, you know, without a parachute, or, you know, you swam with sharks. I don't know, something.
No, yeah. I don't think I've done, I've done a couple crazy things, but the one that really immediately comes to mind when you ask a question like that is the skydiving thing, right? But I didn't do the skydiving, but I once worked at a amusement park, like Six Flags Over Texas, I think it was, many years ago. Anyway, they have this thing that you go up high, really, really, really high, and then they drop you, right? But you're on a rope. And I was thinking, like, it's not to my mind, it's not a really crazy thing. I just remember when I did this, I was thinking, my dad is really going to kill me if I kill myself. Like, it's the stupidest thing that I could have done. I didn't kill myself that day, but it was just a thought going through my mind. It was really crazy to do this.
It's awesome, man. Well, you know, it's great, great hearing your story. Obviously, you know, great hearing about Gion and all the cool stuff that you guys are doing. We'll make sure to post the links, you know, to Gion Network, as well as the reference link for people that want to use it. You know, appreciate you, buddy. Make sure you keep us up to date. You know, let us know how things are going, and stay in touch.
Cool. Thanks for this. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. This is really always great.
Always. Well, God bless. We'll catch you on the next one. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Big thanks to Peter. Appreciate you coming on, talking all about Geon Network and telling us how people can earn coins and then use them to buy gift cards and all kinds of cool stuff. And for people that want that reference link, it's right in the description. Just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.